This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian cargo vessel Nanda Devi carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas LPG has arrived safely at Vadinar port in Devbhoomi Dwarka district of Gujarat from Qatar this morning after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing tensions in West Asia. Deen Dayal Port Authority Chairman Sushil Kumar Singh said the LPG of mother vessel Nanda Devi will be transferred to smaller vessels for delivery to Ennore in Tamil Nadu and Haldia in West Bengal. Yesterday, Indian cargo vessel Shivalik carrying LPG from Qatar arrived safely at Mundra port in Gujarat. Both shipments are set to significantly bolster the national gas reserves. Meanwhile, West Asia witnessed a sharp escalation today as coordinated aerial attacks targeted Iraq and Doha in Qatar, signalling a widening regional conflict involving the United States, Israel and Iran. In Baghdad, the United States Embassy inside the fortified Green Zone came under a fresh barrage of drones and rockets, the second such attack in 3 days. Earlier, a drone strike hit the Al Rashid Hotel, which often hosts foreign diplomats, while another attack in Al Jadiria district killed 4 people, reportedly including Iranian military advisers. The escalation follows reports of the killing of Abu Ali al-Askari, a senior figure in the Iran-backed Kataib Hezbollah. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Zia al-Sudani condemned the attacks as acts of terrorism and ordered security forces to identify those responsible. Meanwhile, Qatar activated its air defense systems over Doha after confirming the launch of 14 ballistic missiles and multiple drones from Iran, raising fears of a broader regional confrontation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the Indian economic situation continues to be strong despite the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Goyal added that there is growing enthusiasm across the world to strengthen their trade relations with India. He expressed confidence that by the end of March, India will be able to maintain its export levels.
The fundamentals of India, the economic situation of India is very strong. All over the world, there is an eagerness to build a business relationship with India. In the last 3 to 3.5 years, we have opened doors to 38 developed countries for the exporters of India. As and when each free trade agreement will be operationalized, we are trying for the UK. It will be done next month. There will be infinite possibilities for India.
India has unequivocally condemned Pakistan's airstrike on the Omid Addiction Treatment Hospital in Kabul last night, which resulted in the death of over 400 people. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this cowardly and unconscionable act of violence that has claimed the lives of a large number of civilians in a facility can by no means be justified as a military target. He added that Pakistan is now trying to dress up a massacre as a military operation. He said this heinous act of aggression by Pakistan is also a blatant assault on Afghanistan's sovereignty and a direct threat to regional peace and stability. The spokesperson further stated that this attack was carried out during the holy month of Ramzan makes it all the more reprehensible. He called upon the international community to hold the perpetrators of this criminal act accountable. President Draupadi Murmu today said the nutritious meals provided to children under the government's Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman PM Poshan scheme is an investment in the country's human capital. The president was addressing an event organized by Akshay Patra Foundation in New Delhi. The Lok Sabha revoked the suspension of 8 opposition MPs today after the House unanimously adopted a motion in this regard. The motion was moved by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, proposing termination of the suspension of the members with immediate effect. The MPs are Manikant Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of the Congress and S. Venkatesan of CPIM. Speaker Om Birla said yesterday during the meeting of floor leaders of the parties in Lok Sabha, every party reiterated their commitment to uphold the dignity and decorum of the House while adhering to traditions of the Parliament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.